Hello, and welcome to Cornwall Woman. I'm Karen Peary. I live in the far west of Cornwall, on the Atlantic coast. In fact, I'm looking at the sea now, and I'm surrounded by moorland, a great big sky, cattle, birds, bees, and brilliant people. My grandfather was born on a farm a few miles from here, and his grandfather was the lighthouse keeper at Land's End. But to be honest, it's the women of Cornwall who've captured my imagination. They have this incredible natural beauty, and they're really into life, doing lots of different things, and very clear about the kind of lives that they want to live. The sea is really central to the lives of lots of women who live here, including Emily Stevenson. She's a marine biologist, and it was her graduation last month, and she wore a dress made of crisp packets. She wants to draw attention to the fact that there's an awful lot of rubbish and plastic found on the beach. Here's a clip of her from Crantock Beach near Newquay, where she's pulling out of the sand dunes a very, very old packet for McVitie's cheese snips.
De-sand it. On the back here, there's a competition, and right there it says, offer applies to purchases in UK only and closes 31st of October 1972.
Then there's Tassie Swallow, who probably could swim before she could walk. She's a professional surfer now, but when she first started entering surf competition, she had to compete against boys because there weren't any events for girls. But Cornwall Woman launches with Cassandra Latham-Jones. She's Britain's first tax-paying witch. She lives with her business and life partner, Letitia Latham-Jones, in a little cottage called the Doll's House, with their cat, which is, of course, black. Cassandra and Letitia got married at a stone circle near their house on a rather wet and muddy day. And the date? 31st of October. Of course.
I had my cream-coloured wellies under my dress. Walking up to the path to the stone circle, it was thick with mud, and the cows in the next field could hear the music, and they all came up to the hedge and they were following us. And there was all these little frogs jumping about in the mud that we were trying not to step on.
So, dear listener, I hope that you, wherever you live, will be inspired by the loves and lives of the Cornwall woman. They've all had their ups and downs, their challenges and tough choices, but they've taken the leap to become the person that they want to be. If this sounds like your daydream, or your plan, or maybe you're already there, then please subscribe to Cornwall Woman wherever you get your podcasts, which may be where you're listening to this now. Let's meet again soon, in a lovely spot, near the ocean, where girls come out to play.